Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Kast. Now we're going to hear the first installment of a new weekly feature on our show, a true tale from Baltimore's Stoop Storytelling Series. Our first storyteller is Kate Pratt, a certified eye bank technician and transplant coordinator. Her job is to surgically remove eye tissue from donors who recently died for use in transplants and research. In this story, edited for brevity, Kate describes the case of a teenager who died in a skateboarding accident. Out of more than 1,000 procedures, this one stayed with her. We join the story just after Kate Pratt has been called to the hospital.
So I get to the hospital. I get security to take me to the morgue. The security guards come in. They unlock the door. They go and they unlock the cooler. They get the heck out of Dodge, and I'm there by myself. I have done this many, many times. I put on my protective gear. I go into the cooler, a big metal room, very cold, racks, steel trays, bodies in white shrouds, and they have shroud tags so that you can find the person you're looking for. I moved him out into the autopsy room. I opened the shroud. I have a little traveling surgical kit. I schlep it everywhere I go. And so I'm setting these up, opening up my kits, getting ready. You know when you walk in a room and even though you can't really see what's going on in there, you can tell if you're alone or you're not? Well, I realized I was not alone in that morgue. It was a very strong feeling, so I walked over to the doors thinking that maybe security had come in and left because they saw I had the shroud open. I looked out into the corridors, no one, either side, nobody down there, nobody waiting. I even opened up the cooler to see if there was somebody moving around in there. There was not. So I came back in and I stood and I thought, well, maybe I'm having a stroke. I don't know. And as Sherlock Holmes and many others have said, when you have eliminated all of the possible avenues to explore, then you have to look at the impossible. And so I looked over and I thought, well, I mean, what's the worst could happen? I make a fool of myself in front of myself, you know? Oh, well. So I walked over to my donor, and yes, they are all my donors when I'm there. And I looked down and I said, maybe nobody thought to tell you, but you remember you were skateboarding yesterday and you hit your head and you got up and kept on going and you went home, you had dinner, you were with your family, and then you went to sleep. Well, you had a vessel that had broken in your brain, and it was bleeding, and it was causing pressure. And you actually whacked your brain so hard that you bruised it, and it was expanding. And it eventually shut off your breathing, and it shut off your heart, and you died. And I'm from the transplant group. And when we got in touch with your family, they were devastated about their loss of you. But you know what? They told us that helping people was your thing and that they knew that this would be what you wanted for them to do. So they set aside their grief and they filled out the paperwork so that you could become a donor and you could help someone see again. What I wanted to tell you was that it's okay. You can go. You don't have to hang around here. And I ran out of things to say. So it was time for me to do my scrub, betadine scrub. I went over to the deep sink. I'm over there, and those of you who have ever had to scrub or watched the doctor shows, you actually start focusing on how many times you're scrubbing each of your digits, each side. And I did. I started to focus on that. And then suddenly, about 2 minutes into it, I was alone. So I finished the case and went on with my life. But I know that in my dotage, whether it's me sitting out on my deck, talking to friends and family, or if it's me in a nursing home, talking to my imaginary friends, I know in the core of my being that this is the story that I will be telling.
That was Stoop storyteller and transplant coordinator Kate Pratt. On Monday night, the Stoop will stage its first show of this season, Fight Club. It's at the Senator Theater. Visit stoopstorytelling.com for more information on that show and the series. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Have a great weekend. We're back with you Monday, Columbus Day.